Good morning, Arizona. It is Rosie on the house. Your Saturday morning Arizona tradition for 28 years. I'm Romy, broadcasting live at the Boyce Thompson Arboretum. Rosie's back in studio with Jay Harper. If you've got your landscape outdoor garden question, you can call in at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. And I'm standing here at Boyce Thompson Arboretum. We'll get to the reason for that in a moment, but I'm with John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service. And I'm not the plant expert. You, as a tree arborist, should take a minute and just describe this arboretum.
Well, we are in a veritable forest of trees, which is so amazing because when you are driving along the highway, east of Phoenix, heading up here to Superior, Globe, Miami area, you just don't know that this little place is sitting in here. And it's nestled in along Queen Creek, and it's beautiful. We are in a eucalyptus grove. Many, many years ago, these eucalyptus trees were planted here by some people with some real forethought, because they are magnificent, bigger than most eucalyptus trees we see in Phoenix, in fact. And we are hosting the Arizona Community Tree Council Tree Climbing Championship today. And it's just beautiful. It ceases to amaze me that you can drive off the highway and then 200 yards into this little area, you can find yourself in this just absolutely beautiful location.
The oldest and largest botanical garden in the state of Arizona. It's the fourth oldest botanical institution west of the Mississippi, originally founded in 1924 as a research facility and living museum. It's on 329 acres, right underneath the volcanic remnant of Picket Post Mountain.
Picket Post.
It's open daily, except on Christmas. There's a 1.5-mile trail. I actually got to walk most of that trail before the broadcast, and the whole time, it's in a pretty condensed area, so you're never more than a couple hundred yards from the visitor center facilities. And all along the trail, they've got great benches to sit and rest or watch nature. They've spotted over 270 types of birds through this arboretum, so if you have some bird watching that you'd like to do, or just enjoy some of the other native species that you can see, hawks, Gila monsters. They do say rattlesnakes, but I don't know, with as much traffic as human traffic, if rattlesnakes don't really like that.
You'd have to be off the trail.
At night, yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's over 260 species of arid land plants from around the world. Have you ever heard of a boojum tree? B-O-O-J-U-M? Saying that right? A boojum tree?
Yeah, boojum tree. Yeah, they're tremendous. And there are some specimen trees here that are just amazing. Terry Michael with the Master Gardeners, the extension
retired,
office.
Retired,
yes. he used to give tree tours.
Kelly Young will come over here and slap me if I don't say that.
Yes, well, he used to give some tree tours here, which continue now. There are others here, experts who do a tree tour here regularly. You need to get on the BTA website and look up all the tours they have. They have bird watching tours. They have photography classes that meet here. They have, of course, the tree tours and other Plants of the Bible tours, and lots of really incredible activities here at the Arboretum.
You're going to have to point out the boojum tree before we go on. I can't leave now without knowing what a boojum tree looks like.
You need to see one. They're as strange looking as they sound.
And we are here for the Arizona Community Tree Council annual tree climbing event. The winner today will go on to represent Arizona in the regional, and then from the regional there's a worldwide tree climbing contest.
Yeah, there's a national and then an international tree climbing competition, and this is the top climbers in the state are here today.
And how many contestants?
We have 11 contestants here today, and some past champions are here competing again, and it's always a lot of fun. Five different events that that measure their skills in various simulated events that kind of depict what they would normally do in a work day. In fact, I'm looking up right now at the aerial rescue. This event simulates what would happen in the event that there was a climber who's been injured in a tree. How do you get to the climber, assess his condition, and if necessary, to lower him to the ground safely using the climber's own gear. And that's one of the events that's always exciting to watch, because you don't have to do it the same way everyone else does it. You do have to follow safety protocols, but you need to get into the tree, assess his condition, all the time communicating with someone on the ground, and then bring them to the ground safely. It's awesome.
That's my favorite event, I think, because you can't mess that one up. You know, if you're the slowest on the tree climbing, or you don't get your rope up over the top limb for the high points, you know, so what? That in real life, you can't mess that one up.
Yeah, and it's amazing to see the kind of skill that's been developed over the years. And we do this again. This is not just a fun competition. This is a training event. Those who come, we have climbers who come here who are not in the competition, but are learning so much as they watch the top competitors go through these different events. And they're learning, and then eventually we have these younger climbers. In fact, this year we have a lot of new climbers, which is great. We like to see the young climbers who are competing for the first time. And it's such an education, and it promotes safety in the industry as well. And APS is always a big sponsor of this event because they have utility line clearance arborists who are also involved in this industry, as well as our municipalities are here. And then, of course, our private commercial tree services.
And while we're on the topic of trees, we're coming into March for tree owners. Run a few March tree calendar topics off.
Well, this is your time to be fertilizing trees. I was talking to Sarah Maitland, our plant healthcare director, this morning, and she reminded me that this is a time to be fertilizing your trees and your shrubs. We also are on the lookout now for a lot of insect issues: whitefly, your caterpillars, your psyllids on your cascalotes, agave snout weevil. There's a lot of insects that really get active in the spring, and we are kind of on the lookout for those and ready to kind of beat the bug to the bite, so to speak, and try to get your treatments in order there. So if you have any of those insect issues, let us know. If you need to have your trees or your shrubs fertilized, give us a shout.
Call in if you've got a question. We've got John Eisenhower a few more minutes before they drag him away. He's actually one of the judges today for the Work Aerial Climb. And we have Jay in studio with Rosie at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you, and we'll turn it back over to the studio.
All right, we're here, Rosie in studio with John J. Harper. Romy is up there at Boyce Thompson Arboretum. Probably a beautiful morning up there.
I'll bet. That's a pretty place anyway. And then the sun coming up, rising up over Picket Post Mountain there. And
absolutely. You know, people think of Queen Creek out there in the flats just above Florence there, and it's kind of this big, windy, deserty wash. But boy, when Queen Creek goes past Superior and runs up that chute.
Yeah, it's quite a little canyon.
That is a dramatic, dramatic canyon. Hey, they're up there with the tree climbing contest for the Arizona Shade Council. We have a question I'd like to bring in. And Mike, I'm going to need you to bring in line three. Beverly has a question about tree and shrub trimming. So it's a perfect segue.
There you go.
We've got Rebecca on hold from Sedona, wants to talk about roses, all of that. But let's start with Beverly in Phoenix. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I need an expert to trim Pittosporum hedge and that family. Can you recommend someone?
And you're in what part of town, I'm sorry, in Phoenix?
I'm in central and Missouri area, yes.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't know if that would be something that an arborist or a tree, you know, Pittosporum mock orange is a large shrub.
This one is ground level, and, you know, they're little mounds, and it may be related to the Pittosporum, because I've had them replace a couple that needed replacing, but it's that family.
Why do you think it needs trimmed then, if they're
getting a little bit over my sidewalk and overgrown, but not in height. It's a mound type look.
So these may be dwarf. There is a dwarf Pittosporum, Wheeler's dwarf.
I believe they might be, but they aren't particularly. They're slow growing. But
do you have someone that maintains your landscape? A regular.
Well, I don't have anyone that's familiar with trimming this, so I just thought you might have someone that's familiar with it. And that's really
there probably isn't an expert on trimming pittosporum out there, but any of your good, landscape maintenance companies should be able to take care of that for you. We're going into the time of year you want to do that pretty quick because they're probably flushing new growth as we speak. Everything's kind of accelerated this time of year. You know, roses are popping. My citrus trees are getting ready to bloom. I mean, we're about a month ahead on flush out and blooming of certain things. So that's a plant you do not want to prune going into summer because it will sunburn or can sunburn. So most any of your good landscape maintenance companies that do that should be able to prune, you know, something that's really not that technical.
What's the like street? What is the street name of that plant? What would I recognize?
Mock orange.
A mock orange.
Mock orange, okay. which around the country there are a number of things we call mock orange. You know, in back east they call a different plant mock orange than we call out here. But mock, very common, especially in the older parts of town, like Central Phoenix.
Yeah.
It's a plant that appreciates some afternoon shade. Very shiny, glossy green foliage when it flushes out this time of year. But a good sturdy plant, especially, you know, for a small shrub or hedge or a large hedge. And there's also a variegated, you know, a green and white two-toned leaf version of that. So, any of the Rosie on the House partners that do lawn maintenance or landscape maintenance would be able to handle that task for her.
I've actually got, just coincidentally, a chainsaw in the truck today.
Well, you could just go.
She's
right
close to the studio.
Yeah.
But she said she wanted an expert.
You're an expert at the chainsaw, just not at pruning.
She might not be. It would be off the sidewalk when I was done.
Yeah. Well, that's a plant that probably wants to be pruned, you know, a little bit heavier in the early side. So, you know, boy, I'd like to have done it, you know, a few weeks ago. But don't wait any longer.
Okay.
And then leave it alone the rest of the spring and summer.
And she could certainly call Integrity Tree Service. John is up in Superior today. But even if he doesn't do that or doesn't have the manpower to get to it real quick, he might be able to.
I bet he could refer somebody.
I don't know if Ray from Scottsdale Weed and Fertilizer couldn't go over there and trim it.
Maybe. But. Yeah.
All right, Miss Beverly, we appreciate the call. We get back. It's Rebecca calling from Sedona, Valerie from Prescott, and Richard from Tucson. You ready to cover the state? You got your seatbelt on there,
yeah,
buddy?
Yeah, I've been listening to you about Gila County all morning, so I'm good to go.
And you've got a lot of history in Gila County,
history. You know, and the place you were going to stay across the street was kind of the old original nursery in Globe called McNulty's Greenhouse. It was literally across the street from Nossiger Hill Inn.
And I talk about my barroom shootout I was in. You actually have a relative that was killed in the Powers brother.
That's right. Kane Wooten.
Wooten. Yeah. Lots of history here, folks. But we're not on history right now. This is the history hour. This is the landscape and garden hour.
Don't get us going on that.
And we're going to stay there. So Rebecca, Valerie, and Richard, y'all hang on. We'll be at your call as quick as we can.